Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we are joined by avalanche expert Brett Kobernick. And we're going to be doing something we haven't had the opportunity to do this year, and that is provide this weekend's avalanche forecast. Brett, it's been a while, but it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time, as always, to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Much appreciated here as well. It's timely, as we do have some avalanche conditions to talk about.
You know, the first major snowstorm we've been able to really see all year, and it came in force, and it's going to continue as we head further and further into the weekend. And unfortunately, earlier we did see an avalanche-related fatality in Utah.
That's correct. I regret to inform folks that there was a snowmobiler that was killed in an avalanche in Wasatch County late on Wednesday. And there'll be more information, reports, and whatnot coming out on that. But it does demonstrate how dangerous the conditions are right now.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where in the flip of a switch, it feels like the weather completely changed, and so did the avalanche conditions. So what in particular, we're expecting a bit more of a dangerous weekend. What in particular is making these conditions more hazardous for people going to try and explore the skyline?
Yeah, great question. So as many folks know, we've had a very, very lean winter, but there has been some snow up in the mountains. We've been sitting on about 2 feet of snow up there since December, and it really hasn't done anything through January. You know, we went about a month without any snow. But what happens during that time period is the snow that is on the ground, it becomes weak. It changes into these really weak, sugary, loose crystals. And now what we've done is we've stacked up about 2 feet of new snow on top of that. And there's been a lot of wind. So many places have much more than 2 feet of new snow on top of that, that old weak snow. So this is what's causing the avalanche problems. This type of situation does not heal itself quickly either. And so that's our big concern looking forward to this weekend.
Now, last year we looked at it, and throughout the season, that persistent weak layer was one of the biggest problems we faced all throughout the season, and it looks like it's coming back in force to start off this year.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I say, it's that persistent weak layer, that loose snow near the base of the snowpack now is slow to heal, and we're most likely going to be dealing with it for the rest of the season, this season as well. This weekend is especially troubling because, you know, here's the deal, Aiden. Folks have not been out enjoying snow like they usually have in most normal winters. And so people are powder starved. You know, they want to get up there and enjoy some of the snow. But these avalanche conditions are going to remain dangerous this weekend, and it looks like it's going to clear up for Saturday and Sunday. So it's probably going to, that nice weather is going to encourage folks to get out there and get into the snow. But those avalanche conditions are going to remain dangerous.
You know, so if people are power starved, they are wanting to finally go out up along the skyline and explore, enjoy those winter conditions, what kind of things should they be looking out for as kind of indications of danger in the area they're in?
Yeah, great question. Some of the things that you should look for, recent avalanches. If you see any avalanches around, that is the number one sign of instability. That is in your face information right there. So if you see an avalanche, obviously things are dangerous. The next thing you want to watch for is any cracking or collapsing of the snowpack, where the snowpack goes woof underneath you. But I can just tell you right now and all your listeners that you don't even need to look for that stuff. Just take my word for it. It's a dangerous weekend. The best approach out there is just to stick to low-angle slopes. If you want to get out there and enjoy some of this snow, the only way to stay safe, and it's easy to do, you just stick to lower-angle slopes, slopes that are less than about 30 degrees in steepness, and make sure there's not steep slopes above you either, because you can trigger these avalanches from a distance right now. So I think the message here is that we've got dangerous avalanche conditions, But if you do want to go up and enjoy some of this fresh snow, you can do so. You just got to make sure you stick to low-angle terrain. Stay out of that avalanche terrain this weekend.
Now, and of course, one of the things we always like to hit on during these conversations is making sure that people are bringing the proper safety equipment with them as well, because, you know, you can take all these preliminary precautions, but if you get caught and you don't have this equipment, it feels like your chances of making it out significantly decrease.
I can't agree with you more. You know, avalanche beacons are a very important piece of gear to carry, along with an avalanche shovel and an avalanche probe. Those three pieces of equipment are the most important things to carry, and you need to know how to use them. So if something does happen, you know how to use that stuff to dig your partners out. So carry that stuff and practice with it prior to going out, in the event there is an accident. But if you stick to that low-angle terrain, stick to those low-angle slopes, you can get out there and enjoy the stuff this weekend. Have no problem at all. Enjoy that powder.
You know, it's more of just use some common sense, know what dangers you're looking for, and always just be prepared for whatever nature may throw at you, because, you know, it's the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared. That's what people just need to be doing as they go out to explore the skyline this weekend and enjoy some of that fresh snow.
100%. And part of being prepared is knowing what that avalanche danger is. I encourage folks to check out our website at the Utah Avalanche Center to get the most up-to-date information. We put out forecasts by about 7 o'clock each morning, and it's going to give you what kind of avalanche information is going to help you out to make decisions before you even get into the mountains. And you can get that information at utahavalanchecenter.org. And again, those forecasts are updated by about 7 o'clock each morning.
You know, and like you mentioned, not only are you going to be able to see what the avalanche danger currently sits at, you're going to be able to see what the weather and snow conditions are like, as well as recent avalanches and what avalanche problems may pop up. It really is one of the most informative resources you can have before you head out and try and explore the high country.
100%. And I encourage folks to check that website, even when they're not going up into the mountains. If you're an avid backcountry user, check that forecast during the week, and then you can get some information about what kind of avalanche conditions we are seeing and which direction things are going. Read about different avalanche reports, read about weather reports, all that stuff. It's all there.
You know, all the knowledge you could possibly want available again over on utahavalanchecenter.org. Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Just once again, you know, I think that people have been powder starved. The weather is going to get nice this weekend, and these avalanche conditions are going to remain dangerous. So stick to the low angle slopes, and you can have a ball out there and stay safe.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with exploring the fresh snow, especially in an area as beautiful as the Manti skyline. But just got to be safe while you're doing it. Brett, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks as always for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you helping us spread the word about avalanche conditions, and it really helps folks up here on the Manti skyline.
Again, our guest, Brett Kobernick, and we're talking about this weekend's avalanche forecast. Now, to stay up to date with everything happening along the Manti skyline and the other mountain ranges across Utah, visit utahavalanchecenter.org to get up-to-date forecasts on what the avalanche conditions are looking like. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.